Okay, we had left off on a Zayin Amud Aleph discussing the halachos of Rava regarding Arev and Eved Kenani and Din Shneihem. Regarding the halacha of Eved Kenani, Rava tells us the following, that if a third party, Rashi writes it's a case of a shliach, says to an isha that halach manav he's kachi the ploni, so in such a case, mekudeshes midin Eved Kenani, even though that the Baal is not supplying the kedushay keser, lo kachaseb lo midi, nonetheless the kedushin is considered to be chal. Rashi comments in the Ramaskal Halach, Rashi writes, Vahu shlucho, ela shemekatsha mishalo. Rashi writes that there is shlichus, after all, that is the third party who was involved, the shliach abal. The chiddush, of course, is that the kesef kedush is not of the mishaleach, of the baal, but rather it is of this third party. He pointed out that if you look in the Rambam in Opposishus, Perakei Halach of Chafei, the Rambam seems to have a very different understanding of the case of Eved Kenani. The Rambam does begin with a third party's involvement. The Rambam says that Amar Lach, the third party says to Disha that Halach Dinar Zebe Matana, go ahead and receive this as a Matana, and on the condition v'his kachi leploni, in order that you marry the Baal. And then the Rambam adds the kid shows so ploni, and now the Baal steps in, and he performs the Maisa Kedushin. And v'Amar Lach, he says to the Isha, not as Rashi's case, but the Baal says the following, that Hareat Mekudeshesli Behanazu Habala, that this will be an issue as a result of the Hana that you're receiving Big Lali, as a result of me. After all, that individual only gave you this Matana in order to allow for the possibility of Kedushin. So in such a case, the Hana Haba Big Lali, that is considered to be the Kesef Kedushin. And the Rambam says that Harezim Mekudeshes Apol Tishla Nasana Hamakadesh Klum, even though there is no other matamos, that is considered to be sufficient. So the way the Rambam describes the case of Eved Kenani is the Baal himself is the one who is Makadesh. He is doing the Maisa Kedushin. What is the need for the Din Eved Kenani? That again, it is not necessary that he perform the absolute matamos. It's sufficient if he says that Yafal Akatsha Bahana Haba Miglali. Why is it that the Rishonim disagree, let's say, with Rashi's biur, a simple case of Hushlucho, Bashab Shah, perhaps the Rambam assumed the following, that if in fact we are invoking the case of formal shlichus, there was an absolute meaning shlichus in such a case, is it so necessary then to come on to this chiddush of din, Eved Kenani? If there is in fact shlichus, so rather simply based on the principle of shlucho sharam kamoso, that is sufficient in order to go ahead and to allow for the kedushin to take place. And if one invokes shlichus, then it will be davar pashut that not only can the ma'aseh kedushin be done al yedei ha-shliach, but even the shliach can supply the kesef kedushin as well. That is why the Rambam and others will paint a picture of Eved Kenani without invoking shlichus at all. The ma'aseh kedushin is done by the Baal himself, but the chiddush is there was no direct matan ma'os, it was just as the Rambam writes, Bahana haba biglali. Vashab Shat, according to Rashi, what is the Chiddush of Eved Kenani? Of course there's a Parsha of Shlichus, as we discussed at length. And Shlichus would work in a sense of Hisyapsus, that the Maisa Kedushin is as though the Maisa Kedushin was done Al Yedei HaBaal. However, what about the Kesev Kedushin? Is it so obvious that the Kesev Kedushin can be Shvil, can be the Kesev of the Shliach, and not the Kesev of the Mishaleach? That Pashup Shat is the Chiddush of Eved Kenani according to Rashi. If not for Lach of Eved Kenani, we would have argued that the Maisa Kedushin could be done Al Yedei HaShliach. That certainly is true. There is Hisyaksus HaMaisa. But in terms of the Kesev Kedushin, that Pashup Shat has to be Shel HaBaal. That's how Rashi stresses. Despite Vehu Shlucho, nonetheless, Ala Mekadesh Mishalo. The Chiddush of Eved Kenani is that the Kesev can belong to the Shliach himself. And you see for Eved Kenani that is considered to be legitimate in terms of that Maisa issues. The broader issue about whether in fact there is a link between Eved Kenani and a Shlichus is a fundamental Machlokes Achronim. If you look, for example, in the Ktzos is found in Simen Kuf Tzari Hei Sivkotin Tes, and also the Ktzos in Kuf Chav Gimel Sivkotin Hei. The Ktzos fundamentally writes that Eved Kenani does not operate at all midin shlichus. One does not have to invoke any form of shlichus to allow for the possibility of Eved Kenani. when Nebuchadnezzar can be freed al yedei acherim, it is not because in some shape or form the Torah recognizes a form of shlichus, but even without the parsha of shlichus, that in fact is the case. And if you look in Reb Chaim, Hilchos Malveh Lovev, in Perakei Halacha Gimel, Reb Chaim assumes that no, that Eved Kenani is indeed Megidrei Shlichus. And therefore Reb Chaim assumes the following Chiddush, that the Halacha of Eved Kenani would only work by Eved Kenani, or by Yisrael. However, it would not work when it comes to a Nachri. Since a Nachri is Eino B'Torah Shlichus, in such a case there is no formal Shlichus, and there wouldn't even be the Halacha of Eved Kenani as well. The classic case, of course, of Eved Kenani is that you're utilizing this as a Maisa Shichur to be Meshachra this Eved Kenani who underwent Mila and Tvila. What about the following issue? What happens if a person goes ahead and purchases a Goy L'Shem Eved Kenani and there was no Mila U'Tvila? Would we allow Shichur Al Yedei Acherim, Al Yedei Kesef Midin Eved Kenani? At that point, the Eved Kenani does not have the formal status, the Kedusha of Eved Kenani. He is Dino Kenochri. Would we allow Shichur Al Yedei Acherim through the vehicle of Eved Kenani? There is a Ramban, it's found in Yevamos and Daf Memhei Amud Aleph, that writes the following Chiddush, that Af Bechi Haigavna, without Mila and without Tvila, still Yotze Bekesef Al Yedei Acherim. What do you see? That the kinyan of Eved Kenani works even when you're dealing with a goy gomor, even without a mitzvah kedushas Yisrael. Pashur Shat, according to the Ramban, that means that Eved Kenani is not working with gidrei hashlichus, despite the fact that ain shlichus benachri. Nonetheless, the din Eved Kenani in fact would work. This is, however, a machlokas rishonim. The Beis Yosef in Yeradein Siman Reish Samach Zayin quotes the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham, that writes the Chiddush that Bechi Haigavna, without Mila Utfila, that Eino Yotze Bekesef Al Yedei Acherim, because Eved Kenani assumes that one is considered to be a Barachi of Shlichus, and in such a case, without Mila Utfila, there's no possibility of Shichur HaEved Al Yedei Kesef in a case of Kesef Al Yedei Acherim. So perhaps again, this fundamental machlokas Rishonim, the Ramban versus Yerani Rucham, right, is the foundation of the issue of the Tzos and Reb Chaim to an extent relevant to our Gemara, because Rashi writes, even the Din Eved Kenani invokes the concept of Shlichus, as Rashi begins telling us for Shlichus. The Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis mentions the following case of Halva, which the Chora could involve an issue of Ribbis. The Gemara says the following, the Shari Le'inish Le'meme Le'chavrei, that a third party can certainly go ahead and say to another individual, a prospective malva, that shekol dalet zuze, go ahead and take this money, u'uz pay the pony, and go ahead and lend the money to that individual. That is not considered to be a problem of ribbis. If a third party on his own accord will go over to a potential malva and say, take this, tosefes, and go ahead and lend this individual money. How in fact does that work? We understand, according, for example, to the Chiddush of the Ramban, that Din Eved Kenani works even when it comes to a goy, and that's the assumption of the Ktos as well. That means that the Din Eved Kenani is not considered to be Megidrei HaShlichus. One can understand very well, it's not considered to be a form of Shlichus generally. Eved Kenani is true when it comes to Gidrei HaKinyanim. Sometimes Kinyanim are possible Al Yedei Eved Kenani. Shichur Eved, that Kinyan, or the Kinyan of Ishus, or the Gemara is going to say, V'chein le'inyan mamona. A person can go ahead and acquire Al Yedei Eved Kenani, despite the fact that this is not considered to be Megidrei Shlichus. If this is true, then one understands that Gemara Kepshuto, that even if one would invoke the mechanism of Eved Kenani when it comes to Halva, a third party comes forward and says, accept this in order to. So in such an instance, that is not considered to be an Isra of Ribbis at all. After all, Ribbis is only when there is some type of transfer, which is Milove Lamalve. If the Lova will make extra, excessive payment, that is considered to be an Isra of Ribbis. However, according to Rabbi Yerucham, that argues that even Eved Kenani is a form of Shlichus, and therefore it would not work when it comes to a nachri at all. Boshav Shat, as Reb Chaim writes in Hilchos Malzah Hodalteh, that this is considered to be Gidrei Hashlichus. So therefore one could raise the issue. Why is it so simple that is mutter? A third party will come and he will provide the malv in order to lend money to the lovah. Isn't that a form of Eved Knani? Where one could argue that there we view it as though it is shlucho shel halovah, in which case that should be a problem of ribis. Bashav Shat, one would have to answer the following. That when do we assume this is true? That it's considered to be a form of shlichus, in this case, shlichus on behalf of the lovah. Perhaps that is only in a case where that representation is made explicitly. That when the shlucha will go ahead, kisha omer hanosei, that I am giving this money on behalf of. However, if the nosein will just say stam, kabel betoras matana, go ahead and receive this, right? In such a case, that is the chiddush. That is not considered to be an iser of ribis at all. So poshav shat that case in Bava Metzia, since simply shari le'inish le'mema le'chavrei shkol da'lezuzei, but there is no representation that this is done on behalf of the lovah. In such a case, poshav shat, that's the chiddush, that is not considered to be a form of ribis at all. In fact, when you look in Shulchan, if you look in Yeradein Simen Kuf Samach and Sivkatan and Siv Yud Gimel, here the Mechaber writes Shalo Yomar Halove Lemalve, that the Love cannot state to a Malve Sloni Yitain Bishvili. That's what the Mechaber writes will be an Isser of Ribis. If the Love would say, I cannot pay you, but he will go ahead and make an extra payment on my behalf, that is considered to be a problem of Ribis. If there is no explicit representation of fashion, that is mutter. And if you look at the Gon in that piece, in Simon Kuf Samach, the Gon writes in Os Chafei, the Havi Kehelech Mana, he's Kachi the Plomi. Right, the Gon writes that the case that the Mechaber writes is forbidden, Reshlo Yomar Halo Tulamalva, that Plomi Yitim Bishvili, that is Osir, again similar to Midin Eveknani, our Gemara. Kalef Manav Yiskachi the Ploni, in such an instance, that is considered to be a din Evet Knani, when there is some form of Amira, some form of representation. So again, according to the view of the Ramban, that Evet Knani is not at all Medine Shlichus, you can understand that Gemara Kapshuto. If you assume, no, that there is a fundamental relationship between the two, Pashup Shat is Rashi, tells us in our sugya, so in such an instance you have to qualify further that only if that representation is explicit, shlo yomar halov lemalve. If, however, the Gemara says that the third party initiates without the involvement of the lova, that is why that is in fact considered to be that which is mutter. If you look in the Pisachei Tshuva, right, we discussed this earlier, this is found in Yeradein Simen Shinhei in Os Tezayin. Pesachei Tshuva raises the following issue: whether Pidyon HaBen can be performed midin Eved Kanani. Right? A stranger will simply go over to the Kohen and say, go ahead and receive these maos, right, for the purpose of the Pidyon HaBen. The Nesivos writes that that would not work. A din Eved Kanani cannot work when it comes to Pidyon HaBen. After all, din Eved Kanani perhaps is not to be understood as a form of shlichus at all. Simply, it is only true in Gidrei HaKinyanim, and we pointed out that Pidyon HaBen may very well be simply a mitzvah nesina that requires that the Av performs the Mais nesina, and that is not done al yedei acherim. Maybe not even al yedei shlichus, certainly not midin Eved Kanani. In fact, this is the Shitase of the Nesivos and Simon Kuf Tzadi that we saw earlier. The Nesivos addressed the issue of the Sman Netaz, that how is it that Kesef works generally? Is Kesef considered to be Dine HaKinyan? Is Kesef considered to be a form of a Pharaoh? We pointed out the Nesivos writes, well, the fact that the Gemara writes that you can have Matano Manas Mahaksia, so therefore that indicates we're not dealing with a case of Priyasachov at all. And Poshav Shat, the Gemara writes, as we saw, that Matano Manas Mahaksia will work even when it comes to a case of Eved Knani, even in a case of Pidyon HaBen as well, indicating that Pidyon HaBen is not a form of Priyasachov, but rather it's a mitzvah nesina, and therefore the Nesivos assumes that it's done al yidei ha'av. One cannot invoke the possibility of Eved Knani at all. And the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Das HaFolkim, the Chemda Shlomo, that's what Piskei Tshuva quotes, that writes the Chiddush that Din Eved Kanani can work even in cases of Pidyon HaBen as well. Again, assuming the view of the Nesivos, that when you're dealing with a mitzvah nesina, there's no possibility of Eved Kanani, so therefore it wouldn't work when it comes to a mitzvah nesina, such as Pidyon HaBen. Bashav Shad, one could argue, would not work when it comes to an Isser nesina, such as when it comes to an Isser of Nesina Saribis. And therefore, that also could be the beer of that Gemara in Bava Metzi and Daf Samach Aleph, that even though our Gemara tells us Eved Kanani in fact works, that is not considered to be an Isser of Ribis in that case. So the Gemara invokes, according to the view of Rava, that there is the halach of Arev, there is Eved Kanani. The Gemara tells us one can combine in Shnehem, and then the Gemara says the following Kiddush, the Itmar Nami Mishmei the Rava, the Chain Le'inyan Mamon. This is not only true when it comes to the application to Ishus, but this is also true when it comes to Dine Mamon as well. A person can make Kinyani Mamon Al Yedei Arev, Al Yedei Eved Kanani. Rashi, the Ramasko V'chein, just gives you the examples. When it comes to the case of Arev, a person can say, Tein Kesef V'kloni, V'sodi M'churala. The Mocher can say that to the Okea. You don't have to go ahead and give me the money. Tein HaKesef L'pani V'sodi M'churala. That is good when it comes to Din Arev. That works when it comes to Yishus. That works when it comes to Kinyane HaKarka as well. The same thing is true when it comes to Eved Kanani. A person can say to a mocher, Hey lech mana, v'tei sarcha mechura lefloni. Just as Eved Kanani works when it comes to Shichra and Kedushin, it works when it comes to Kinyane Karka as well. And Rashi writes, v'chein din shneim, and you can even combine, tein mana lefloni, and v'tikna lo sadi. So therefore, you can go ahead and give the most to the lokeach, and he will receive the Karka as well. Just as we can combine Arev and Eved Kanani when it comes to Yishus, the same thing is true when it comes to Kinyane Karka as well. So that's how Rashi understands V'chein Le'inyan Mamon. If you look in Chedushei HaRashba, the Rashba makes the following Ha'ara. The Rabbi said more than Arev, Eved Kanani, and Din Shnehem. No? Rabbi said Arev and Eved Kanani, Din Shnehem. And then Rava had an additional halacha. No? What about Halach Mana Ve'ekadish Anilach? What about the case of Adam Chashuv? What about the case of Hana Kekesev? And also the Gemara says is considered to be sufficient. So therefore, we have Rava's halacha of Arev, Eved Kanani, Din Shneyem, and then by Rava, Halach Mana Ve'ekadish Anilach, which the Gemara interprets to be a case of Adam Chashuv. So the Rashba is bothered by the following. Now that you come to the next stage in the Gemara, the Chein Le'inyan Mamona, why is it that Rashi limits the Chein Le'inyan Mamona to Arev, to Eved Kanani, to Din Shnehem, and not to the concluding case of Rava, of Halef Mona Ve'kadesh Anima? That's the Kasha of the Rashba. The Rashba writes the following, perhaps simple teretz, and that is that, you know, that Rava stated definitively Din Arev, definitively Eved Kanani, definitively Din Shnehem. When it came to the case of Halach Mona V'Kadesh Anilach by Rava, Rava raised that as a possibility. And the Gemara interpreted that. The Gemara pounced on that possibility. How can you say that's good? After all, isn't that an example of being Kona Metaltalin and using that to be Kona Karka? How can that be? The Gemara said, no, it must be referring to a case of Adam Chashu, where there is some level of Hana Kikesen. The Rashba writes the following. That's playing down this Diuk in Rashi. That the fact that Rashi does not mention the case of Hana Kikesen of Adam Chashu when it comes to Karka, that's simply because Rava says, V'chein Linyan Mamona, and this was not part of the definitive statement of Rava. If, however, you look in the Ramban has two deyos. And if you look in the Ritzva, the Ritzva only quotes this other possibility, that no, that this Chiddush of Rava, Halech Mana V'Kadesh Anilach, that is only true when it comes to Kedusha Isha, and that is not true when it comes to Dine Mamonos, when it comes to Kinyanim. That's a very great Chiddush. Lo Omru Kein, this possibility of Heilach Mona Bakanesh Anilach is only true when it comes to Kedusha Isha, and not true when it comes to other cases at all. In other words, that this final application of Rava, what we term that Hana Kekesev is only functional when it comes to Kedushin, and not when it comes to other cases. And here the Rashba continues, we have three possibilities in the Rishonim. One possibility, the Ramban, the Ritva, Aliba the Rashi, is that Hana Kekesev is Daska B'Kedushin. It does not work when it comes to Kinyane Karka whatsoever. The Rashba quotes the second sheet to that of Rabbi Hananel, and that is that no, Hana Kekesev certainly works, the Chayim Minyin Mamona. Certainly that works. Not only Arev, not only Etnani, but it's true when it comes to Hana Kekesev. And the example of Hana Kekesev is Adam Foshim. That would work even when it comes to Minyin Mamona. And what do we mean that in the Mamona? The following Chiddush, Af Metaltamin. That's a very great Kiddush. That means that Hana Kekesev will work even in cases that Kesev technically does not. Kesev functions as a kinyan when it comes to Karka, but not when it comes to Metaltalin. Yet Rabbi Nachman writes a very great Kiddush that Hana Kekesev works v'chein minyan Mamona generally, then the Karka, then the Metaltalin. That means that it even exceeds Kesev. When it comes to Kedushin, the Gemara tells us Hana is Kekesev. Just as Kesev works, so too Hana Kekesev. But Rabbi Yochanan works that even in cases that Kesev does not work, nonetheless Hana Kekesev in fact does. And perhaps Poshubsha is what the Ramban assumes. The Ramban assumes literally that Hana is Kekesev. Whenever Kesev would work, so therefore Hana would work. What does that mean? B'chein minyan mamona, you can use kesef to acquire karka, you don't use kesef to acquire mitalklin, so hu hadinami, hana kekesef dafka b'karka, not when it comes to mitalklin. These are three shitas in the Rishonim. Pashem Shat, according to the diuk in Rashi, again, Rashi just simply omits this case in describing Rabbi b'chein minyan mamona, but that's the diuk of the Ramban, the Ritva, that hana kekesef would not work at all, a very great chiddush. Rabbeinu Chanana, which is also a Chiddush, another extreme, is that Hana Kekesev always works. The Midshi to the Ramban, perhaps, is that where would you start from? Hana Kekesev means that whenever Kesef is good, Hana would work. And therefore, it works when it comes to Kinyanei Karka, not when it comes to Metaltalin. This is the Psak Halach of the Mechaber, Mechoshen Mishpat, Nisimen Kuf Tzadides, in Siv Beis. The Mechaber writes the following, that Hana Kekesev works Bikarka Lagamre Gabi Metaltalin, it works Lainyan Mishapara. It works partially. Right? Midaraisa the most comments. Good? But Midraban and the Chachamim did not want reliance on most comments. Why? Because we're always afraid of the next step. Nisru Chitecha Baliya. If you're going to be Kona my Metaltalin, without any Maisa Kinyan, when the Chepet is not the end, so in such a case, you know what's going to happen? I will pay you for that, and all of a sudden we will go to the scene in order to collect, and you'll see that the object was destroyed, and I'll turn to you and say, look what just happened after the Kinyan. And you'll respond and say, no, that was the state the object was in at the time of the Maisa Kinyan, therefore it's a Mekatos. In order to avoid that possibility of Nisri v'chitecha baliyah, in such a case, therefore the Chachamim argue you need some type of Hagbah, Meshicha, not reliance on Kesef. But the Gemara is clear. It doesn't mean that Yachalat Sarbo, if there was Mos Konos, so therefore the Chuli Alma, Osulat Sarbo, no? After all, it was a Kinyan Daraisa. So the Mechaber writes the following, Hana Kekesef will work, literally Kekesef. So Lagabe Karkitz Kon Lagamri, as far as Metaltlin, and Yochalapsabo, Lagami Yishapara, that Pashab Shat is the Sheet of the Ramban. Literally, Hana is considered to be Kesev. In other words, just as we know when it comes to Kinyanim, Shava Kesev is Kesev, as we discussed in the Beis, right? Maybe you require a Drasha for other cases of Shava Kesev Kesev, when it comes to Evid, when it comes to Kedushin, but when it comes to strict Mekach Umemkar, what do you mean? We know Shava Kesev is sufficient. Hu Hadinami, Shava Kesev is Kekesev. Ana is considered to be kekesef. If I am willing to go ahead and do, right, form the deal based on Hana kekesef, why should one argue that it's not considered to be good? One certainly could distinguish. Even when it comes to shava kesef kekesef, shava kesef, there is something concrete, there's something tangible, there is a matan mos, the end. It's not matbeos, it's shava kesef. Mashenki, when it comes to hana kekesef is something which is intangible, it's not a davar habe'en. So in such a case, one could disagree and argue, no, that is not the case, but the Ramban assumes that just as shava kesef is kekesef, the Ramban assumes that hana is considered to be kekesef whenever kesef works, so therefore hana kekesef is considered to be sufficient. One thing you see in the extreme positions, no, the extreme of Rashi and the extreme of Rabbeinu Hananel, is that hana kekesef does not work midine kesef. According to Rashi, it doesn't work even in cases that kesef does work, bikona karka. In other extreme of Hananel, that hana kekesef works even in cases where kesef does not. So you see, both according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel, but for opposite applications, that hana kekesef does not function midine kesef. So if that is true, that hana kekesef is not midin kesef, Boshav Shat the Ramban, so how in fact does it function at all? So Boshav Shat, this should not be so new to you, that's the Mishnah, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. No? In cases of hana kekesef, how is it that the Kedushin would work? So you know from that sugya, the Gemara all of a sudden introduces Sfiras Bonin. Sfiras Bonin. The Mishnah tells us the following: Ha'omer li'isha harayat v'kadeshesli, amanach shedabra layich l'shulta. I will go ahead and I will solve your problem with the government, but that should be used for the purpose of kesef kedusha. So Poshav Shat, this is hanak kesef. And all of a sudden, as you know, Reish Lakish argues that way. This issue is a fundamental one. This should be dependent on the mechanism of Sfiras Bonin. Do you assume that Yesh Sfiras mitchila v'atzav, or do you assume Ein L'Sfiras Ela v'atzav? If you assume Yesh L'Sfiras mitchila v'atzav, Reish Lakish says you have a problem. That this should not work when it comes to Kedushin, because after all, that's comparable to a case of Mekadesh Benovah, which is Ein HaMekodeshes. There is no Matan Maos. Because Yesh Diskirus Mitzvah itself, that money was already owed, is considered to be a Zakipas Nova. So how do you understand the Mishnah? Shri Shlakish says the following: Vuhushinasma, Shava Pruta. Mishnah should be understood differently, no? It means that there was a Matan Maos of Shava Pruta. So what's the whole issue? Adabra Laich Meshulta? So Shri Shlakish says that was not the case of Kedushin, that was a condition, that was a T'nai, Bikedushin. And Reish Lakish says, what I'm telling you is not a chiddush. Isn't that what the Mishnah says? Homer lisha harayat mekodeshesli almanas shadabar layich l'shulton. Almanas means this is not kesef kedushin. This is a tznai kedushin. Why don't you say harayat mekodeshesli simply with the hana kekesef shadabar layich l'shulton? Because Reish Lakish says that's not going to work because yesh l'sfiras mitzchila v'atzav. But the Gemara quotes a Bryce that disagrees, not Almanas, that this can serve as Kesef Kedushin. So the Gemara says, no, the Bryce is assuming Ein L'Sfiras Ela V'Atzav. And therefore that works. So when the Gemara is dealing with the case of Hana Kekesef, the Gemara invokes the model of Sfiras Olamim. Boshav Shat, that is the key to this deal in Rashi. Hana kekesef is not functioning midine kesef. The model of hana kekesef is sfiras bonin. And therefore we have a problem. If it was a focused hana, as we discussed before, adam chashuv, where all of the hana is bevasachas, then it works. If you're dealing with a focused hana of arba chlozimna, then you understand that it works. Hana kekesef. But if you're dealing with a hana which is spread over time, in such a case that will not work if you assume yesh l'sfiras mitzchila v'atzav. So the chiddush then is the following: hana kekesef is midin sfiras bonin. Okay, how does that help us? If this is true, Then you have the following possibility the next day. This is what Rav Shechter writes in Eretz Tzvi, Simen Chav Zayin. When the Gemara in Daf Hei Amud Beis was talking about various models, Hatzalah Shavah Shabahem, which kinyanim work when it comes to issues and which do not, the Gemara has the following phrase, Kone va'alma v'kone kan. What is the Tzalah Shavah Shabahem? Shekin konin ba'alma v'konin kan. A very great chiddush. When it comes to kiddushin, the Torah does not mention explicitly that there is a kinyan keser. If the Torah would say keser, then keser would function, absolutely. The Torah just uses the term of kicha. What does kicha mean? The Gemara is willing to assume that pain would base the chiddush of konin va'alma v'konin kan. V'chol radin lo rizek rizek. The Gemara says, "Afani Avi Chupa," for example, "Shekona Ba'ama V'Kone Kan." The pasuk just mentions Kinyan Kiyika, and therefore, if we see Shekona Ba'ama V'Kone Kan, the Gzeres Shava of Kicha Kicha Misteyafron tells us that Kesef is Kona Ba'ama and Kesef is Kone Kan. Pashup Shach, one could argue, leave the Rashi the following: that's the basis of the sugyan of Sama Gimel. The Gemara did not mean to assume at any point that Hanah Kekesev is Nidin Kesev, and therefore it's included in Gzeres Shavah Kicha Kicha Misteyafron. Just as Kesev is good, so too Hanah, which is comparable to Kesev. We're not dealing with two stages, but rather, since we see from Sechiras Poalim that Hanah is Kekesev, that works for Kedushin B'Torahs Konin Ba'alma V'Konin Kan. Despite the fact that it is not Midine Kesev at all. If this is not Midine Kesev, so therefore you can understand very well why one could argue that it works when it comes to Kedusha Isha, but it would not work when it comes to Karka. When it comes to Karka, it's not that the Torah says you have to be Kona Karka. And whatever serves as a model of Kinyan, B'chol HaTorah Kula, in principle could function in Kedusha unless there's a Yochiach, unless there's a Pircha. No, when it comes to cases of karka, there kesef is necessary. And hanah kekesef does not function midine kesef. And therefore Rashi assumes that when it comes to karka, kesef yes, but hanah kekesef no. That's the diuk of the Ramban and the Ritva, leave the Rashi. An important chiddush, the Dafkin tradition, where the Torah does not write kinyan kesef. And therefore you can apply the principle Shekin Konan Bama V'Konan Kan. That's the possibility. Even when we came to the case of Chalipin, for example, no? The Gemara suggested Chalipin should work when it comes to Kedusha Isha. Make a taste of the Chalipin should work. That was our difficulty, no? So one possibility was again the dual tiers, no? Well, you have Gzeres Shavah Kicha Kicha Misteyafron that tells us that Kesev works. And the Hava, meaning of the Gemara, what Tosos explains is that if Kesev works, so Chalipin should work because you must assume that Chalipin also is Mitam Kesev. And perhaps that was the bombshell of the Gemara, that's not true, right? Pachos Mishor Prutzalo Makanya. How can you say Chalipin is Mitam Kesev? Chalipin doesn't require Shor Prutza. And if it's not Mitam Kesev, so Mehecha Teisi, then it should work when it comes to issues. Or perhaps one can understand the Gemara very differently. The possibility of even if Chalipin is a Kinyan Bifnei Atzma, the possibility that Chalipin could work when it comes to issues, after all, as the Gemara eventually will tell us, Konin Bama V'Konin Kan, unless there's some Pirach, unless there's a Yochiach. And therefore, the starting point of the Gemara is no. It could very well be that Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef, no? After all, if you learn the Tosus, for example, that the only way Chalipin could work is Chalipin means Mitam Kesev, he'll have a little bit of a problem, and that's what we saw in Daf Chesam and Aleph, where Tosus discusses cases of Eved Ivri regarding Chalipin, where Tosus assumes that Chalipin is not Mi Kesev, no? So the Gemara assumes on Daf Ches Chalipin is not Mi Dine Kesev, and the Tosus assumes, isn't it clear that Chalipin is Mi Din Kesev, or have a mean of the Gemara that Chalipin should work when it comes to issues? Perhaps someone could suggest the following, that no, even if it's an independent kinyan, the possibility that that could function when it comes to issues. Shekona bama v'kona kan. That's what Rashi assumes, that Hanukkah Kesev in Kedushin, yes, but not when it comes to cases of karka. It is not midin shava kesef. Even shava kesef requires a davar habe'en. Poshav shat, that would be Rashi Shita. What about according to the Shita of Rabbi Nochananel? Again, you have to assume that Rabbi Nochananel will agree with Rashi, but another extreme. He'll agree with Rashi that chalipin certainly cannot be. Shanaka kesef cannot be midin kesef. Hanaka kesef works even in cases where kesef does not. Even to be konamit altalin. So how in fact would that work? That Hanaka kesef works midine metaltalin even though kesef in fact does not. We discussed in an earlier shurim as well that chiddush of the Nesivos in the very beginning of Kuf Tzarivah, where the Nesivos points out that if you want to know kinyanim, kinyanei karka, kinyanei metaltalin, right? It's not simply an issue of pragmatism, no? You can't take hold of karka, so therefore obviously there's no hagbah. But you can grasp metaltalin, so therefore there is a kinyan hagbah. The Nesivos writes that certainly is not true. The Nesivos is right, what's from that sugi and getting that chavalet? No, where the Gemara questions which kinyanim would you use in order to be kona a flower pot, an atitz. And the Gemara distinguishes between an atitz hanakuv as opposed to atitz she'en hanakuv. No, if it has a hole in the bottom, therefore zino kits karka. If it doesn't have a hole, zino kemetalkalin. Pragmatically, there should be no difference. In terms of the ability to be kona, whether it's nakuv or eno nakuv, but the question is the gidrei hahalacha. Is it dino ke karka? Is it dino ke metaltalin? Because kinyane karka work when it comes to karka, not when it comes to metaltalin. Kinyane metaltalin does not work when it comes to kinyane karka. What about when it comes to chalipin? Chalipin is the universal kinyan, no? Chalipin works not only when it comes to karka, but even when it comes to metaltalin as well. Why is that? That chalipin works when it comes to all cases? Well, we pointed out chalipin is incredibly universal, no? Chalipin can even be used to create a hischaibus, to create a shibud. That's the uniqueness of chalipin, no? As a chasnus dish, you'll make a kinyan chalipin, right? And the chasnus hereby obligates himself. It's not that he's kona karka, kona metaltalin. Now, chalipin can be used as a means, as a method of hischaibus. That form of kinyan can be used for creating yitziras hashibud, yitziras hischaibus. That will work both when it comes to karka, both when it comes to metaltalin. There, Rav Schechter, in a footnote, just quotes the Mar Makom, the Sefer Zikaron of Rav Zolti. There, this is not a piece by Rav Zolti, but the Sefer Zikaron, there is a piece which is of a ksav yad of the Bali Atosmos regarding Kinyan Chalipin. It's called Hilchos Kinyan Chalipin of Bali Atosmos. And in that piece, the Bali Atosmos just make this finish that the Pasuk says, L'kayim kol davar. Chalipin is a universal kinyan which is l'kayim kol davar. So it works both when it comes to karka, both when it comes to metaltalin, and it works when it comes to yitziras hahischaibus, yitziras hashibudim. If you can create the shibud al yidei kinyan zu, just in such a case, it will work when it comes to karka as when it comes to metaltalin as well. Why is that true? Because as we pointed out, that chalipin is a very different form of kinyan. It's not a hachnas l'rishus, a hachnas l'rishus. The chepetz is thousands of miles away. Chalipin is, what was the Slavic term, b'shem Rav Chaim, a hachnami das, no? It's a manifestation of das konin, das makne. So therefore, that type of hachnami das will work universally. Karka, metaltalin, even for shibudim or hischaibus as well. We pointed out that chiddush, the ravid possibility, that chalipin requires yidus l'kiyum adavon. Ahad k'dei kach. Because it's not a maisa kinyan be'en, but rather a hafna midas. Boshev shad, one could argue a similar lumbus according to the view of Rabbeinu Chananel. Because if you look in the Chiddushi HaRashba, Nasukya, when the Rashba writes this Chiddush Rabbeinu Chananel, that hana kekesev is even better than kesev, now the Gemara says, Hodos Baldin is kamei Eidim Dami. It doesn't mean literally it's kamei Eidim Dami, no? it's even more than Meidim Bani. Now, Meidim is Nitna Bahakhasha Bahazama. Hodos Baldin transcends. No. Sometimes the Gemara can make an equation. It doesn't literally mean it's Meoso Hadin. It's a phrase. The Gemara tells us Hodosin can Meidim Dami, but it even surpasses Meidim. It's Eino Bahakhasha Bahazama. Hanaki Kesev, according to Nachman, surpasses Kesev. But it works even in cases that Kesev would not. Here, in the context of Kedushin, the Gemara means that just as Kesev would work, so Hanaka Kesev would also function in that sense. Mecha Tesi, that's true. Hanaka Kesev could work even when it comes to Metaltalins, Lerashba writes, Chalipin, comparable to Chalipin. In what sense is Hanaka Kesev comparable to a Kenyan Chalipin? Perhaps it's exactly this finish. The starting point is Rashi, and that is that Hanaki Kesev is not Midine Kesev. Hanaki Kesev, the Sugya Daf Samach Gimel, is Midine Schiras Poalim. That's where Rish Lakish says that Hanaki Kesev is going to be predicated on Yesh the Spheres or Ein the Spheres. If that's true, that Hanaki Kesev stems from Schiras Poalim, what is the Chiddush of Schiras Poalim? That through Hanaki Kesev, a person can create, right, a Hiskaivus. One can create a Shibur. No? I tell you to go ahead and to paint my house. We didn't make any kinyan whatsoever. You go ahead and you paint the house. Good. All of a sudden you come to be paid, and I say, you know what? We never made a kinyan. I was never machayiv myself. No. Schiras Poalim means that that sense of a Hanaki Kesev, a host of myself is, that can create the Hiskaivos. The Chiddush of Schiras Poalim, Ke'en Chalipin, is that these are methods of Yitziras HaShibur, Yitziras HaHiskaivos. And if that is true, if you can create a Hiskaivos, which is not tangible, through Kinyanim Ha'elu, then you can certainly acquire a Dabar Shebe'en, whether it's Kark or whether it's Metaltalin, Al Yedei Kinyanim Ha'elu. That Pashur Pshat is the Chiddush then of Rabbeinu Chananel. That here, the Hanaki Kesev Medin Sphiras Poalim, that is comparable to a Kinyan Chalipin, and that will work Lakayim Kodava, that will work then when it comes to Karka, then when it comes to cases of Metaltalin. So again, that Chiddush. The possibility of three Deis Nereshonim, of Hanaki Kesev, Pashup Shat Ramban Hanaki Kesev is Nidine Kinyan Kesev. Rashi Minachanal, the opposite extreme, that's not true, right? And again, how it is that Schiras Poalim can serve as a model for other areas. Is it only a model for Ishus because the Torah was not specific in terms of the Kinyan and the Gemara is willing to apply Konavam of the Konakan? Or do we assume that no, it's universal Kinyan comparable to Chalipin because again, Yetziras HaShibudim or Hischaivus can be created Al Yedei Schiras Poalim as well. Okay, the Gemara now continues and tells us a further Chiddush, right, of Rav. Right, the Baal says to the Isha, Hiskan Shili Lechetzi. Right, marry half of me. Good, so Rav says in that case, that is Mekudeshes. That's the legitimate form of Kedusha. If, however, be chetziach mukudeshesli, half of you, half of the isha, certainly in such a case is ainu mukudeshes. So Abai immediately asks, why in fact should there be a difference? After all, just as the pasuk uses the term isha, and therefore that means v'lo chatzi isha, in such a case kiikach ish, shouldn't we be doresh ish v'lo chatzi ish? So Rava says, no, not necessarily at all. When the person says that he's kashili lechetzi and chetzi mekudeshesli, there's obviously a difference. In the case of the seif, it's ainu mekudeshes because isus salabein shrei lo chazia. So how can you say half of the woman is married to me? However, when the Baal says he's kashili lechetzi, it means that I beina minseva achrite, that I have a right to go and to marry someone else, and that certainly is the case. Good. So therefore, when the Baal will say Hiskachi the Chetzi, very simply, it means that, but clearly, I have the right to go in to marry someone else, and therefore, that certainly is considered to be a legitimate form of Kedusha. So the Rashba and the Ramaskal HaRei Ka'ama, just raised the following ha'ara. L'maskana then, what is the meaning of the drasha of ish below chatzi ish? Isha v'lo chatzi isha, we understand what that means. If you say chetziyech mekudeshesli, in a mekudeshes. But if you were to say hiskashi l'chetzi, it is mekudeshes. And Abayi says, what are you talking about? That now, how do you split the drasha? Whatever you doresh for isha v'lo chatzi isha, you should be doresh ish v'lo chatzi ish. So what does Rabbi answer? No, what he means is, no? He's not dealing with chatzi, he's dealing with the following. He says that you're married in the sense that I have the right to marry someone else. So the Rashba says, so if that's true, but that's what he meant. But I'll leave it to Emes, what is the drasha? What is the drasha of ish below chatzi ish? So the Rashba quotes the chiddush of the Raif, but a very, very great chiddush. That you can't have a kedushin with a chatzi ish. Ish below chatzi ish. And what is that? Chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. Very great tradition. The drush of ish v'lo chatzi ish, as Abayi says, is ein afinami. If you have an individual where there's only a partial possibility of tefisas kedushin, there is no tefisas kedushin. Ein kedushin tovsin v'bas Yisrael. If you have a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, maybe one would have said the following. It's not that the chatzi eved is mafkia. It's a hafka, not a hafka. You can have tefisas kedushin to the chatzi ben chorin. You cannot have tefisas kedushin for the chatzi eved. So therefore, one could envision a form of a tefisas kedushin when it comes to a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin in the Bas Yisrael. Just as a mashal ma'ad avadome, if a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin comes to mitzvos. So what does he do? So he's obligated the performance of mitzvah because the chatzi ben chorin is obligated in zman grama, and the chatzi eved is not obligated. So therefore, of course, he has to perform the mitzvah. You wouldn't argue that the chatzi eved is poter, no? It exempts, and therefore a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin is exempt from the mitzvah. That's not true. Chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin is obligated to do so. And the Gemara at the very end of Rosh Hashanah, you know, that'll be a problem when it comes to Tkiya Shofar. Because how does he do so? That's what the Gemara says. He can't blow himself. He can't sound a kol shel mitzvah. So he has to go ahead and hear from Acherim. Very great kiddush. Mr. Sinach writes a very difficult kiddush. Boshem Shad sounds like it cannot be. That this would be true when it comes to every example of a mitzvah shel zman grama regarding a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. Mechasena writes in Shinvav, he can't count for himself. Mechasena writes in Birchas Hamazon, he can't bench for himself. Unusual, no? All those things he has to do, biyotzi al yedei acherim. We discussed in the past, Moshe Mishan, that certainly is not the case, no? It's uniquely true when it comes to Tkiyas Shofar, because the role of Shmiya, you have to hear a kol shel mitzvah, you can't produce a kol shel mitzvah. But again, for our purposes, you don't assume that by virtue of the fact that he is a chatzi eved, so therefore that exempts the chatzi ben chorin. The Ravid assumes it's very great chiddush. That's true when it comes to mitzvot. It's going to hit the pacing that the chatzi eved should be poter the chatzi ben chorin. But when it comes to yuchsin, an eved is eino bar yichus, an eved cannot forge a relationship. Not par. So in such a case, there's no tefisas kedushin when it comes to a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. Therefore, ain kedushin tosin. And that is the drasha of ish below chatzi ish. Rashba writes, it's not true. Rashba writes that there is tefisas kedushin with a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. There is tefisas kedushin. There's tefisas kedushin kineged the isha the bas Yisrael and the chatzi ben chorin, and there is no such drasha of ish v'lo chatzi ish that teaches us this finish. So the Rashba then is bothered. So how do you resolve Abayi's difficulty? Just as we're dorish isha v'lo chatzi isha,
Shouldn't you be darish ish v'lo chatzi ish?
So the Rashba writes in Achilani, there is such a din daraisa.
Ish v'lo chatzi ish.
If the Baal would really get up and say, hiskan shili lechetzi mamish, if he would really say that, you are married to half of me, in Achilani, there would be no tfisas kedusha. That isha v'lo chatzi isha, that's ish v'lo chatzi ish. If that's what he would say, there is no tfisas kedushin. Right? Ishus hakinin shel iser is not like a kinin of dinim amanos, where you can have shutvis, where you can fully acquire, you can partially acquire. Right? And we discussed the sugi about metin of tzanidal masna shukas abatora. Rashi has that phrase ein ishus lachatzayin. Now Rashi meant it in a different fashion, no? That you can't have the skus of ishus without the shibudim of ishus. You can't be master masher kaste b'taora. But in the sense of ein ishus lachatzayin, you can't have ishus to a chatzi ish or to a chatzi isha. What does Rava mean in our Gemara? It means interpretation, no? It means when the Baal says hiskashi lechetzi, he does not mean marry my right half, marry my left half. That's not what he means. He means ibe ina leminsachriti nesivna. That's what he means. What else would he mean? But if that would not be plausible, if he were really to say hiskashi lechetzi mamish, in such a case, ena mekudeshes. That's just as ish of lochati isha. Who has an ami? That there is a drash of ish. That's the Kiddush, said the Rashba, right? One cannot equate the kinyan of Yishus with the kinyan of Mamonos if one could have a mitzvah hakinyan. You can't have sheer the kinyan. The kinyan has to be that which is absolutely complete. Without that, it would not function at all. So again, the Duma focus, right? The Raiv and the Rashba. It's good the Rashba absolutely disagrees with the Raivin's application of Chatzi v'Chatzi v'Chorin. One could argue that the Raivin, right, would be Cholek on the Rashba as well. That maybe from the perspective of the Baal, there is a possibility of Shir Dikinyana. Vaharaya, that the Baal is able to marry more than one wife. That's what the Rashba writes. Mikra din d'arayis, the drash of Ish v'Chatzi Yishud. The Gemara is now bothered by the following. The Gemara says, in the case of chetzeich mukadeshes li, in such a case, that certainly is ena mukadeshes. Ena mukadeshes. So the Gemara raises the following unusual kasha. V'nishtetu kiddusheh ha-bakul. V'nishtetu kiddusheh ha-bakul. Why not allow, somehow, the chalos issues to spread, diffusion? Somehow, if it's chal partially, it should be chal entirely. That should be true. The Gemara quotes the Braisa. Unusual, no? Ha'omer raglo shozu ola, teikula ola. Rabbi Yossi is of opinion. If a person is makdish shebehema, of course, there's a chalos ektish. And let's say he was only makdish the regular of the behema. So Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that kula lola, the entire animal has the kedusha saguf, the nifshi the kedusha b'kula. That's the chiddush, Rabbi Yossi. And even Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees and says that it's not true that ain kula lola, that's not true. That's only because the person was makdish a regel, and a regel is not one of the evarim shana shama tuliyavahim. But even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if a person is makdish a gavur shana shama tliyabo, of course kula olam. So therefore, why not argue the same thing is true here as well? If you say chetzeich mekudeshes li, so obviously chetzeich is something shana shama tliyabo, and therefore v'nishta kedusheh ha-bakula. The Gemara answers that, what do you mean? The case of Behem is different from Isha. Why is that true? The Gemara says a Chiddush. Now, in a Behema, that's possible. But Hafa,
das acheres. We'll have to see what that means. How can you invoke his vashtus? Here, what do you mean? The das acheres is there as well. There's a dual role of das. Das ha'ish, das ha'ish, and therefore, you cannot assume v'nishu kiddushah b'chu. Not simple, no? The Gemara wants to assume nishta tesheh bekula just as when it comes to chalos hekdesh, and the Gemara answers, no, you can't make that equation because of das acheres, because of das acheres. We'll have to see what exactly this link is, no? Why would you assume that you have a right to equate these cases, no? An immediate difference would be the following, just right off the bat, without seeing Tosus of Sugya and Tmura. What's the machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? Hamaraglu Zushal Ola? Everybody agrees what? That the regel certainly has a Kedusha Sagla, no? Everyone certainly agrees that which the person is makdish is hektish. That's not a machlokas. The regel shebehemizu certainly is. The machlokas is step two. Now that the regel is, now what do? You have an animal that has a partial kedusha. Is that okay? Or do you assume that no, if the regel has a chalos hektish, no, menifshu kedusha bakula. Is that what we're assuming here? That the parallel here should be the following. You know, everybody agrees that half of the isha is married to this man. Right. The next question should be, what about the other half? Can you argue, since half, then whole? That's not what we're saying here at all, no? Here the Gemara is going for broke. No, the Gemara says, Nishuk Sheva Kula, it's either all or nothing, no? It means there's a full Ishus, or there's nothing. No one says there's nothing in the case of Hektish. Rabbi doesn't get up and say that since you can't be Makdish, the animal in that fashion, Hektish is not Chal. Everyone agrees it's Chal. So what exactly does the Gemara even think? That one can go ahead and make this comparison between Hektish as opposed to the case of Kedushin. Or I'll even ask you the following question. Let's assume the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that done here. Nishu Kedushah Lakumah. What exactly does that mean? Now, is that one step or is that two steps? Does the Gemara mean to say the following? That according to Rabbi Yossi, when a person is Makdish Regel, he really intends to Makdish the entire behemoth? A person realizes he's not using makdish the leg. He's interested in bringing this animal as a carbon. So therefore, when a person says that the regel is an ola, so therefore the das, the hakdasha is the kulo. What does the Gemara mean to say something else entirely? No? Enochinami, the hakdasha was only that this regel should be kodesh. Somehow something else then kicks in. No? In terms of chalos, not in terms of the hakadosha. Maybe you can have a chalos hekdesh without a hakadosha. And we discussed that earlier about Chiddush the Ramban. Let's say you have a chatzer that is owned by hekdesh. And whatever, a pre happens to roll into that chatzer. The wind blows and the apple falls into the chatzer of hekdesh. Hekdesh is kona. Remember that Kiddush the Ramban? There's a Kenyan Chatzar when it comes to Hektish. What was the difficulty? Why did Tosafot say there's no Kenyan Chatzar when it comes to Hektish? Because it's explicit that in that case there's no Iser Me'ila. So what did the Ramban answer? Of course it's Hektish, but there's no Iser Me'ila. No? Why is that a Stira? Me'ila is only a function of Hakadasha. No one was Makdish that apple. I didn't say that apple is Kodesh. The apple fell into the chatzer of Hekdesh. In other words, that it's possible to have Mammon Hekdesh without a Hakdash entirely. And even a very great Kiddush, that there won't be an Isra of Mi'ima. Now, using that as a model, what does Benishuk Nusheb Akula mean? Does it really mean that this was the Hakdasha Sagavra? When I said the regular Kodesh, that's the same thing as saying Mishpate Halasham, that Behemazu Ola? Or is it a Kiddush of assuming, no, the Hakdasha is only as far as the regal is concerned, but somehow there's a halacha, somehow there's a halacha that tells us, if part then all. even without a Hakdasha. Well, how does this work? So Tosfos is immediately bothered by the following.
What?
Where do you get this concept of an issue through Sheva Kulam? Where does it come from? Where does it come from? So Tosfos is immediately bothered. The Tosfos in our sugya, this is not a svar of shuta. This is a gzeiras hakasu. Mecha tesi that one should argue that if some, then all. How do you know that that's true? So Tosfos says, look in the sugya in Tzmur Daf Yud Aleph, gzeiras hakasu. This is what the Torah says in Vayikra, Parak Chof Zayin, Pasuk Tes, right? Kol Asher Yitim Menel Hashem. All of that is Yeh Kodesh. What does that mean? Whatever you will give, L'Ramos is Kula. Even if a person will give part of that to Hashem, Yeh Kodesh, in its entirety. Now L'Ramos is Kula. L'Ramos is Kula. So it's a pasuk that tells us that this is true. So Tosfos is very bothered. If this is a gzeiras hakasu, that even if a person seemingly was only matish miktas abehema, there is a chalos hekdesh throughout. You know, the hecha teisa, this should apply when it comes to kedushin. That's Tosfos is kasha, no? How in the world does one assume that that should work? Tosfos is tema, breish tvor yalef raglusha ola, based on a posuk. Kol Hashitim Elav Hashem. So when it comes to Yishus Mehecha Teisi, and the only difference is Das Acheres. It also says, after all, Halo Dama Da Hadadi. That's Tosus' Kasha. Tosus in the Kasha throws in like one extra phrase, which is not at all simple, no? And maybe, you know what? Maybe that's the answer to Tosus' Kasha. Tosus' Tema, the Bereish Tmura, if Tosfos would have jumped down out of the chsiv, everything's fine. Tosfos adds, "Uvedavar shana shamat liyamo." No, that's a very great chiddush in Tosfos. No, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosi, how do you know if you're makdish or regel that kula ola? How can that be? The Gemara says, no, this is a gzeres hakasu. No, this is the gzeres hakasu called kol hashiyitim en Hashem. Good? Okay. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Yosef. Not true, not true. Now, what does our Gemara say? That's only if you're talking about something which, right, is not essential. But if you're talking about an Eivir Shem Hashem Atliyabo, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. So you know what Tosfos here assumes? A very great Kiddush, no? Tosfos here assumes that every example of Nishik Sheva Kulo is all Gzeiras HaKasu. There's a detailed machlokas, an important detail, but a detailed machlokas, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, whether the gzeiras hakasu of kol hashiyitim in Lashem is only regarding an eiver shana shama tliyabo, or whether the gzeiras hakasu is even a regia, which is eiver shama tliyabo. But fundamentally, everyone agrees, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. That's Tosfos' difficulty, no? If that's the case, so how in the world do you extend this to Kedushin? Is that so simple? Foshav Shan the Gemara in Tzmur Daf Yud Aleph, if you ever see it, take a look, one can argue very differently. That Rabbi Yehuda is Dorish the Pasuk completely differently. The Pasuk is not telling us at all this halacha of the Nishu Kedusha Bakumah. So if that's the case, how does our Gemara say that Rabbi Yehuda is mode, that if you're talking about an Eivir Shashama Tliyabo, that certainly the animal is chal in its entirety?
So what do you say about that? No? Take a look here at the Tosfos Ri HaZaken. Tosfos Ri HaZaken writes something very different. The last line in Adav, no? Hoil v'hamakdish, right? Hoil v'hikdish ever shanashama tluya, kula rotsa v'kadesh. That doesn't sound like Tosfos, no? Why does Rabbi Hud admit that if you're makdish the bulk of the animal, the entire animal is kodesh? What is Tosfos' answer? Gzeras HaKasuv. Kol HaShitim Nal Hashem. What is the Ri HaZaken? Well, if a person was makdish 90% of the animal, Kula Rotze L'Kadesh. His intent is makdish everything. Rabbi Yudah says, look, if a person is makdish regel, fine. But if a person is makdish something which is essential to the animal, Kula Rotze L'Kadesh. That's tantamount to being makdish an entire behemoth. If you look, for example, in Shitmuk Obetes in Tzmura, Daf Yir Aleph Madeis, Osei, Shitmuk Obetes writes the following. This Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Shanashem Atzliyabo, the Shita quotes two possibilities. Imi Kra, Imi Svar. Imi Kra, Imi Svar. Imi Kra, Tosus. It's a Xeris HaKosil. Everyone agrees to Gzeres HaKasa, a detail. But the Gzeres HaKasa applies only to Iver Shemesh Liyabo or even the Cholivarim. Boshem Shadnar Sugi and the Ri HaZaken. Very different. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not at all a Gzeres HaKasa. Simply, it's a Svar Pshuta. What I would term Mishpatei HaLashon. When a person says, I'm Makdish, the heart of the animal, well, the animal cannot exist without it. That's comparable to saying Hareza Omer. See, the longness that we raised earlier. How do you view Benishu Kedusha Bakula? Step one or step two? No? Was this a function of the Hakdasha? Or no, the Hakdasha was only Miktas. But there's a pasuk that says Benishuta. One could make the following distinction. That lumdus is only when you're dealing with an Eber Sheinah Neshama Tliyabo. When you're dealing with Neshama Tliyabo, that certainly is a function of the Hakdasha. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda, who only allows this application, where Neshama Tliyabo is not requiring because there's no custom whatsoever. That's what it means. No? If you assume that that's true, then you understand Tosfos is kash immediately. Tosfos says mehecha teisei. You can take from there and apply here. If the Gemara were to say some chiddush such as this, if a person is mekadesh a regel of an isha, there's a full kedushin, well that must be based on the gzeres also, then Tosfos is kash is correct. No, Nechatesi, the Gzeres HaKasuv of Behema applies to Kedushin. But if you'll argue that no, once you go on to the case of Rabbi Yehuda, Shemer Shashua Tliyabo, that is just simply the Svar HaPshuta, well, of course it applies to Kedushin. In Svar HaPshuta, there should be no difference between a Hakdasha Sa Behema as opposed to Kedushin issues. No? Why should there be a difference whatsoever? And in Okinami, the case in the Gemara is not that a person was Mikadesh Regelzu, a person was Mikadesh Chatisha. Chatisha is exactly the example of Eber Shanashama Tliyabo. In such a case, in Okinami, that is considered to be a Psar Pshuta. See, take a look also for tomorrow, the Gemara Tzmur Daf Yir Aleph Mudbeis is the following. The Gemara raised the following suffix. Boy Rav, even to bolster Tosfos' kashya. Tosfos says, look, this is a Gzeres HaKasuv when it comes to Kodshim. So Mecha Tesi should apply when it comes to Kedushim. Now, if you look in the Tzmura, that's again from Daf Yir Aleph Amud Beis, Tosfos doesn't quote this part of the Gemara. Before this is also part of the kashya. The Gemara says, "Boy Rava, ba'of mahu, ba'of mahu." This halacha, nishu kedusha b'kula, does it apply only to a behema, or does it even apply to an oath? Because what does the pasuk say? The pasuk begins, "V'im behema asher yakrivu meno karban Hashem." So the pasuk begins in behema. The pasuk continues karban Hashem. So the Gemara raises the following suffix of Rava. Now, if you look at the reisha dekra im behema, behema yes, of no. But the safe of the pasuk karban Hashem means afilu of. You know what the Gemara says? Teku suffix. It's a suffix in the Gemara of Tzmura. Whether this halacha only applies to a behema, or whether it even applies to an oath. Because the pasuk mentions behema and then karban Hashem. So which is dafka, which is not dafka? Is behema just an example of whatever is the karban Hashem, or no? The dafka behema. The Choratosis could have bolstered the kashu with this, no? The Gemara says it applies to a behema, the Gemara says suffix whether it applies to an oath, but it definitely applies to an isha. And the only difference is das acheres. An oath is not das acheres. The Gemara says, but it's not included in Seres Hakosu. So how in the world can the Gemara suggest that this should apply to Kedushin when the Gemara is not even sure that it applies to a carbon oath, let alone to Kedusha Isha? So take a look at the Rashi. Right, and that's Sugya, in Tzmura Daf Yud Aleph, the Ramash filled the O. And then take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis. Right, to see a fundamental machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam, regarding the Safek of the Gemara, the Safek of Rava Ba'ovma. That'll be very relevant to Rashi. Okay, so let's just pick up the Tosis.